inside the warehouse.
So, Professor, do me a favor, okay? And do me this thing, you know, like just explain it again in simple terms that my buddies and I can understand.
Of course, Mr. James. It would be my pleasure. What I have done was to extract, replicate, and harvest a large quantity of a taxonomic bacteria that is categorized in the realm of eubacteria in the class of gamma proteobacteria of the order of enterobacterialis in the enterobacteriaceae of the genus Yersinia from fleas attached to marmot, large squirrels.
Excuse me, sir. All due respect. Part of China does that language come from? Because I speak fluent Chinese, but I don't recognize those words.
Excuse me, Professor, but I just didn't understand that. Didn't I just finish telling you to put it in simple terms so we non-scientists can understand? And no fancy delancy words like, you know, like, what's that word? Whatever those words are. Okay, just make it simple, you know?
Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. I got a little carried away. Basically, in this here canister that I am holding, I have bacteria to recreate the bubonic plague, better known as the Black Plague of 1346 to 1353. With one small twist, I added a chemical of my own that will stop any vaccine from working other than my own vaccine.
Now we're talking! Now that's so much better! Now we can all understand, right, fellas?
You're right, of course.
The plan is simple enough to carry out. All we have to do is get into the reservoir, water processing plant, and
unleash this canister into the filtering system, and then, within 2 days, the townspeople of Sushmetaville will start coming down with a fever, muscle aches, headaches, extreme weakness, and if the government still does not answer your demands, then they will all die within 2 weeks, and then even the President of the United States will believe that you mean business and
he will give in to our demands, you'll see.
Exactly what are going to be our demands?
What we're gonna do, our demands? We will demand a ransom of $8 billion, you understand? Billion with a B, a B, billion, 1 billion for each of us, you got that?
Are you sure that this will work? Can you guarantee that we won't get caught?
Of course! Why do you think I picked Sushmetaville in the first place? This is a town in the boondocks. They have a very small and inexperienced police force. They don't even have any big hospitals and no infectious disease specialists. This is the perfect place to try out and see if our plan is going to be successful or not.
Meanwhile, outside...
Oy vey, this is terrible. Wow, what a mice of Ashkacha Pratis. This is definitely divine providence. I normally don't hit home runs over the fence. It seems that Hashem apparently wanted me to hit the ball over the fence and that I should not find it right away. This way, I was able to stumble onto these Meshugayim's plan in order to prevent a disaster. You know, I gotta get back to Yeshiva and have Rabbi Gidhartz call the police, the FBI, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, whatever it takes. These madmen must be stopped. Let me go, quickly.
As Slimy turned around, he bumped into an old dustpan. Oops, sorry. You Americans call it garbage can.
Whoops! Oh, no! Oh, whoa! I hope they didn't hear me.
What was that noise?
I gotta get to the fence.
Quick, Wong Wong, you go and you check it out.
Right away.
So, Gutehausnika, where do you think you're going? And what are you doing here in the first place?
Ow, you're hurting me. Let go of me. I wasn't doing anything. I just climbed over the fence to get my ball. That's all.
I not believe you. You lie. Me take you to my boss. Boss, I find this little snoop outside. I think he heard our plan through the window. I say no takashiwugata. Jinika hosanta
okaya. I say we should kill him, Brandon. He knows too much.
What? No way! What's the matter with you? We could use this kid as an insurance hostage. He's probably from a nearby school. You know, when they find out he's missing, you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna come looking for him. And then when they do, we ain't gonna be here. You know why? Because we need to leave this hideout. And we gotta leave it real quick. Maxim, tie that kid up. Gag his mouth, man. Make sure he can't make a peep out of it, you understand? And, you know, until we get packed up and ready to go.